Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, blessed, favored, and being fulfilled, Ted Lyons. Praise God, brothers and sisters. Now, you know, I don't care what the actual date is. We know it could have been, it probably wasn't. But however, celebrate. If you can celebrate your birthday, you can celebrate with the whole world, whether they like Jesus or not, whether they say Merry Christmas or not. The devil is mad because Jesus is being exalted. Amen. Woo, praise God this morning. Father God, we come before you in a spirit of, celebration and exalting you and exuberance. That's the word we got this morning. Well, I got a scripture for you. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. And that says, somebody post this in the chat room for me. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. You got that? A threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's the King James. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. I don't see nobody posting it yet. Thank you, Jessica. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This is what I want to talk. I really, like, in my prayer, probably some of you are going through this too. God spoke to me this morning in a vision, and it wasn't a dream, it was a vision. It was an open vision. I had an open vision of Jesus this morning. It was around, I did record it. I mean, I made a note of it in my mind, because it was at exactly 3:37. I looked at my smartphone because I wanted to get the time. I wanted to make sure I had it right. So it was at 3:37 this morning. I had an open vision. And in this open vision, Jesus showed me his feet, and he showed me where the nail had pierced his feet. And so as I'm looking at Jesus show me where the nail had gone through his feet, then he showed me where they lifted him off the cross and took him to the tomb. And then I went from the tomb, and he showed me both of his hands, where the nails had pierced his hands. And I said, I said, wow. And then the vision faded. So I was waiting for something to come back, or for me to hear something or something, because I knew that in showing me this vision, you see, that's kind of like what he showed Thomas. He said, touch me. Remember when he manifested supernaturally, he said flesh and bones. And he talked about flesh and bones. And so then the Holy Spirit began to talk to me. I had Brother Joe laughing this morning. I said, because the Holy Spirit ministered to me about what I had done so that I could minister it to you. How many people in the chat room, and that's only, I'm not discounting you, Blog Talk. You know, someday it's the Blog Talk today. How many of you in the chat room have received those prayer requests back? If you have, can you just write, I got it? Just post, I got it. I got it. Now, some of you over here in the Blog Talk, you got those prayer requests back too. Some of you are going to be getting them, like I told you, today, Saturday, and next week. But for those of you that got it back already, this message, okay, I see 1, 2, 3, okay. Deborah Hill got it. Mary got it. Robert got it. They got theirs back. Okay. The Holy Spirit ministered to me this morning, and I'm going to share it with you. After I saw the open vision of Jesus' foot where the nail pierced his feet and his hands, which were outstretched towards me, towards us, and I saw that where the nails tore up that part of his hand. It was tore up and raggedy. The feet, the scars in the feet weren't as bad as the scars in the hand. And I believe that's because the weight of his hands tore that area. I had read that years ago. But this is what God told me to tell you. When you get that package, and how many of you in the package, the cross was in there, the little handheld cross? Should have been in all of them. Was the cross in there? Okay. The cross was in there? Yes. All right. If you didn't send me your prayer request, don't look for nothing in the mail. However, now God told me, this is what the Holy Spirit ministered to me this morning. And I never get it until after I've already moved by faith and done what God has told me to do. God said to tell you, the cross that you have, there's not another one like it in the whole wide world. There's not another one like your cross in the whole wide world. And so then I said, why, Lord? Because I bought those crosses. I special ordered them through Grace. Susan Brown over at Grace special ordered those crosses for me. And I bought a bunch of them. And it seemed like, you know, they was looking at me kind of cross-eyed, like, why would you buy all these crosses for what? But she ordered them. I bought them. I said, God told me to buy these crosses to send out to the people on the tail line. So she just said, okay. I mean, what else can you say? So anyway, When she placed the order for the crosses, that the people who import them told her that she wasn't going to get them until December. So she told me, well, you know, you could don't worry about paying for them till December because they're not going to be here till December. Well, I want to tell you the crosses came in 2 weeks. And glory be to God, I had the money to pay for them. I bought a lot of those crosses, let me tell you. So, the crosses came. So then I asked Susan, I said, could you give me a bunch of oil? Because I want to pour, the Lord told me to pour the oil from the Bible over the crosses. So I saw Brother Joe take the crosses, pour the oil, and mix them up like he was making a hand salad. A chef would do that. And he made sure that every cross had some of that oil on it from grace. So that was one. That was one. Brother Joe mixed the oil up and made a special bag, a brown paper sack with plastic in it so that the oil wouldn't saturate. And we prayed over the paper sack, and we prayed over the plastic, and we prayed over the crosses. So then, you know, I'm not really certain because so much stuff happens. Anyway, God has said, he gave me specific instructions to take the cross to the top of the mountain and pray over the cross. Crosses. Well, as you know, the cross is set here under deliverance anointing and people getting delivered, and the crosses were in the midst of everything. So then Brother Joe got the crosses ready. He took your prayer requests, put them in a United parcel, 3-day, because I thought we were going to get them out real quick, but the Lord didn't say it yet. As you know, me and Brother Joe took the crosses up to this one mountain, and we got attacked by demons. They tried to hit the truck. Then me and Brother Joe stayed up on that mountain because I'm not going to be defeated by no demons, and they ain't going to run me nowhere. We stayed up there on that mountain that night in the cold, and it was cold. The crosses were in the car with us. So that means I slept over those crosses. I put those crosses all around me to have contact with the anointing on my body. That's two. Then we drove around with the crosses because we was trying to find a place, another place, where there was no demonic opposition. But as the Holy Spirit was ministering to me, the Holy Spirit said, you prayed through that opposition. You won. So then when my friend called me up and said, David Hogan, missionary, 37 recorded raisings from the dead. 37 people recorded, many unrecorded in his ministry. So the your prayer requests and the cross, by now your prayer requests and the cross are in the same bag. We got the prayer requests in the car at the meeting. I go up to David Hogan's right-hand man, and I ask him, because I'm familiar with his ministry, could I bring the crosses and put them on the altar? His right-hand man goes to David Hogan. David Hogan say, yes, by all means. Brother Joe and Jose, we have them in post office bins, you know, them boxes, say United States Postal Service, because Brother Joe had been going back down there to the post office to find out the best way to get them back to you. So they bring the crosses into the meeting, march down the aisle and put them on the aisle, and everybody looking at us again like we crazy. Nevertheless, God said, do it. I did it, and he did it. So the crosses were there. David Hogan, his right-hand man, the one that prayed for my friend and got a recreated tonsil. And we got the pictures. I should have put a copy of the picture in there, but you could go to that website and find it. And plus, I had a witness. Jessica and the whole family was there. So they pray over those crosses. When the service was over, we picked up the U.S. Postal Service bins and put them back in the car. And I brought them. I never took them out the car because my intention was to mail them. Then the Lord says, I didn't tell David Hogan to pray over that. It's good that he did. He said, but I told you to take them to the top of the mountain and pray over them. I said, yes, you did, and I will get that done right away. This is 3. Me and Brother Joe again went up to the top of the mountain, this time with no opposition. It was smooth. We prayed over those crosses. I prayed over them at the top of the mountain. This time I was at the top of the mountain where God told me to go and led me to, and brought them back down. You see, number one, the crosses went through opposition and made it out. The crosses were anointed by a missionary who has anointing over death. And then I prayed over them myself. And then, glory be to God, God sent Brother Joe to the post office, and Brother Joe talked to the lady that helped the guys with the oil in the Bible get the oil out when they were mailing it out. The same lady helped him and showed him how to do it at a little bit less price. But the fact is, it was the same lady. So then the Lord, that's what the Holy Spirit was ministering to me. He said, now when they get those crosses, there's absolutely not another cross like it in the world. I say, why? He said, because you put their specific prayer needs, and then you carried that cross, and now I am going to use that cross as a point of contact for their faith. For answered prayers, the prayers that they gave to you, you lifted up to me, I'm now using as a point of contact for them. Just them. Your cross has your anointing for your answered prayers. And the type of cross that is called a handheld cross. If you notice the shape of it, it's so that you can hold it in your hand as a point of contact. Your cross has been through so that when you hold it in your own hand, it is a point of contact for your faith. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said, here's your scripture. 2 shall withstand him if one prevail against him. If one prevail against him, 2 shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So that's the story of your cross, that the last thing God said when I asked you to mail me your prayer request, is God said, those prayer requests are going to take dominion through the airwaves. And then when you mail them back to them, the dominion shall be established. Your prayers, when you get it, back as an act of faith and a point of contact. You hold that cross in your hand and you lift those prayer requests up to God, just like King Hezekiah did. And brothers and sisters, God, in response to your own faith, is going to answer those prayers. He was going to answer them anyway. But because of your obedience, because of our obedience, God had a surprise for us. Now remember, those prayers have gone through the high holy days. They went through the Passover. And some of you have already gotten answers to those prayers. And God told me to give somebody this. I forgot. Oh, he also gave me this. Luke chapter 8, verse 45 and 46. Post that. Luke chapter 8, verses 45 and 46. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Talking about a point of contact. When all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And God told me to tell somebody on this chair line this morning. I'm going to find the scripture because he told me, but I'm so excited this morning about Jesus every day. But you see, after I move by faith, then God tells me what's happening. I have to move by faith first. I know some of you don't understand that because you think you know everything. But I'm going to tell you something. Some things you're never going to know because of your disobedience. Because you're scared to step out on the faith of Jesus Christ. But I was telling you yesterday, you weren't saved by your own will. You were saved by the will of God. The same faith that saved you is the same faith that's going to get you and enable you to receive from God. I don't know who bewitched you, but somebody did. Somebody did. And the Lord told me this is for somebody specific. As soon as I can find it again. Hold up. I got to go to the Bible Gateway. God told me, whoever you are, to give you Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. The government is upon Jesus' shoulders. And that situation you having with the government, if you put that thing on Jesus' shoulders, you don't have a situation. If you put that thing on Jesus' shoulders, you won't have a problem. The government is on his shoulders. Romans chapter 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Whoever you are, God said that the government is upon his shoulders. The government. And that he has committed that thing that concerns you is in his nail-scarred hand. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me this morning? So, I'm telling you, that cross that you're getting back is your point of contact. It has been anointed with a threefold anointing from God. Yay! I said, it has been anointed with a threefold anointing of God. Anointed for what, Erica? Blessings! And blessings! And blessings! What is answered prayer? A blessing! Brothers and sisters, a blessing. You see, I'm going to tell you something. Devils ain't no problem for God. They're like insignificant. They're only a problem if you allow them to be a problem. And the minute you break their ability to be a problem in your life, it's gone. Because you're going to cast them out and you're going to keep them out. Yay!
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, it's your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all.
Christmas vacation.
this your birthday.
Hallelujah. Look, if you didn't send me a prayer request, then you understand this. I have more crosses, but those first ones, that's why you want to be first. That's why when God does things, you need to jump up and get, you know, I just don't know. I just don't know what a lot of these people teach. I don't know. And I really, you know, it's like, it ain't my business. I'm going to just do what God tell me to do. And I'm telling you, that's hard enough by itself. But I do have some crosses left. But they're not, I mean, they won't, they're not the ones that was on the platform with David Hogan, because, or they're not the one, but these have all been up to the mountain. They were anointed with oil. And if you send me your prayer request, and I waited for some of you to send me your prayer request. I waited for you. We all waited for you. But I do have some left, and I will send it to you. If you send me, but this is what you got to do this time. You got to send me I want it to be prepaid for. You can go to post office and you can tell them you want to mail yours, but you want to pay for one to come back to you. If you got your cross and you only got one, if you write me, I'll send you one for your children and your husband. They won't be like yours, but they'll still be great. It's a point of contact for faith. But they won't have made the journey. They won't have gone through the battle. Amen. I'm just so, God is so respectful and mindful of us. He is. So you're getting them back. But God wanted me to tell you the journey of the cross. So you'll respect it. And you'll honor it. Has a point of contact with him. When the cross came into your house, his presence came in with it. Even more, his presence for deliverance, his presence for breaking the covenant with death. Yay! Woo! I'm excited. Hold it in your hand. Lift it up to God. Pray. Pray. It's already anointed. A threefold cord. God's faith, your faith, and my faith. Wow. God's faith, your faith, and my faith. Wow.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Yeah.
I'm crazy for Christ. I'm crazy for Christ. I lost my mind. Woo! Don't touch me.
Just that new Kiki exclusive, y'all. Hot.
Tomorrow on the TED line, if the Lord say the same.